This is IGN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Vampire Hunter Heartbreak is coming to the big screen. Indie game El Paso Elsewhere is getting a movie adaptation. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, and this is IGN News. Developer Strange Scaffold's third-person neo-noir shooter El Paso Elsewhere is heading to the big screen per deadline. Lakeith Stanfield from Judas and the Black Messiah and Sorry to Bother You is currently in talks to star and produce the project, alongside Lorenzo D. Bonaventura's D. Bonaventura Pictures and Colin Stark. The adaptation is said to follow protagonist James Savage as he navigates a monster-filled world in order to bring an end to his vicious ex-girlfriend and his own inner turmoil. The indie hit from studio head and narrative director Xavier Nelson Jr., who also voices its main character, released last year and tells the story of a vampire hunter who sets out to destroy his ex-girlfriend before she destroys the world. In other words, these first details promise a movie version of this story that will stick close to the game it is based on. Although Stanfield is seemingly still only in talks to join the video game to movie project, Nelson Jr. took to X or Twitter to share his excitement. El Paso Elsewhere is Strange Scaffold's 2023 take on third-person shooting gameplay, but it's not the studio's first crack at this world. That status goes to El Paso Nightmare, a first-person shooter that released in 2022. According to the game's Steam page, this entry is treated as a standalone survival horror FPS side story that takes place within the same universe as El Paso Elsewhere. It's unclear if that story will be featured in or tie into the movie. For more on El Paso Elsewhere and a better look at how the movie might tackle its monster love story, be sure to check out some of its gameplay at IGN.com. While there, you can also take a look at its animated trailer from last year, which gives fans a more cinematic look at its story before diving in. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and movie updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.